Hello and welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selina Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pavitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside.
Hello and welcome to a Project Love real love story. Now we've got a juicy one lined up for you today because I'm interviewing Selina Barker.
Hello.
So it's coming up to Valentine's Day, and the reason why we're sharing Selina's beautiful love story now is because Valentine's Day actually marks a really interesting time to look back on the last 2 years. And using Valentine's Day over this time, we can actually see the transformation of Selina's love life. And the reason why it's so important to share this as well is that the elements of Selina's journey are in fact the foundations on which Project Love has been laid on, so to speak.
Yeah.
So without further ado, we'll kick things off. So I'd like to start from the beginning. So let's go back to 3 Valentine's Days ago in 2013.
Okay, so 2013, Valentine's Day. I had just come out of yet another kind of non-starter relationship and was yet again despairing as to the state of my love life. And to be honest, I had been feeling stuck in my love life for now coming on to about 6 or 7 years. I'd had a really particularly bad relationship 7 years prior to that. And from that point on, it had gone from bad to worse. One of my best friends said to me, you know, you're getting wiser in all other areas of your life and growing and, you know, going from strength to strength, except in your love life where you just seem to be getting worse and worse. And the choices I was making were getting worse. And I was just feeling like, what was wrong with me? Why wasn't it happening to me? I had all the, you know, the typical things. Mm. Have I missed my chance? Have all the good guys gone? Because surely the good guys would be snapped up by now. Mm. I was 33. And I really didn't think there was much that I could do. I just thought either you're lucky or you're not. Either you're someone that people find attractive or you're not. And I just, by that point, genuinely decided that I clearly wasn't the kind of person that people wanted to go out with. And it makes me so sad to say that now, but I genuinely believed that. Mm. And I just thought, this is just an area of my life that I'm a disaster in. And that I just have to accept that, which is ironic because obviously for the past 10 years, I've been helping, my work has been dedicated to helping people make transformations in all other areas of their life. But for some reason with love life, I really bought into the idea that it's really all down to fate. It's all in the stars. So actually either you're blessed with being, you know, Prince Charming coming along or you're destined to be single and alone and owning a lot of cats forever. So that was Valentine's Day 2013. And then cut to a year later, and you could be looking at an entirely different woman. I was still single, but now I was so happy and content, so at peace with being single. I no longer viewed it as there being something wrong, that it was never going to happen for me. I now felt like it's definitely going to happen for me. Because now I felt ready for it. Now I really felt I had such a different outlook and attitude to love and relationships and myself. And I was like, of course I'm good relationship material. I was crazy to think I wasn't. The fact that it hasn't happened for me yet is actually because I had been stuck in really negative patterns and I'd made really unhealthy choices. And the more I felt that there was something wrong with me, the more I'd spiraled into making worse and worse choices and kind of self-fulfilling prophecy that, you know, I was destined to have just a disastrous love life. But now I was relaxed. There wasn't that desperation anymore to find someone, but really open and ready to meet someone. I'd had some really lovely experiences with dates. Nothing had, you know, become long-term, but I had some really great positive experience with the guys, which made a big difference. And I just realized that something major had shifted. And that Valentine's Day, suddenly rather than being like a sort of painful reminder yet again that I was single and a failure when it came to love and relationships, I celebrated it as a day of love. And I was just like, oh God, I love love. And I spontaneously, this wasn't planned, but I went out And I bought myself flowers. I bought myself a lovely jug to put the flowers in. I had been eyeing up this beautiful kind of heart necklace, which a year before I would have been like, no way am I buying myself something like that. But now I was so like loving love. I bought myself this amazing kind of Mexican heart necklace, took myself out to have a cup of tea and a slice of cake, and just had, I mean, it's a genuinely memorable day in that year because it was such, it was such a celebration. I suddenly realized that I was happier than I'd ever been, and that I'd never realized I could be that happy and still be single. I always thought that happiness and that contentment and that peace would come once I'd found a person to be with. And so it was a huge celebration of the enormous transformation I'd gone through in just 1 year. Now, bring us up to speed. Another year later, and I'm going to be waking up on Valentine's Day next to the man that I love with all my heart, who loves me back equally strongly. And not only that, and we're living together now. that's not the big news. The big news is we're also expecting our first child. So not that that is necessarily, you know...
Can't guarantee that would happen every time you start to... have a good relationship with yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
It may or may not happen.
That wasn't necessarily the goal. But it just goes to show how much things can change in such a short space of time. And a girlfriend said to me the other day, she said, do you think I'll ever find love and have children? I said, how old are you? And she went, I'm 34. I said, well, look at it this way. I was single at 34. She was like, oh yeah, and now here I am with a wonderful boyfriend and living with him and, yeah, having a baby with him. It's crazy.
Yeah, and to think that that's all happened in the space of 2 years, like literally transformed.
Yeah.
It's quite incredible.
And you know, the interesting thing as well is that actually, and we say this a lot about Project Love, that the success story was not the moment that I got knocked up from having a baby. The success story wasn't the moment where I now had a boyfriend. Mm. The moment of success for me was that Valentine's Day where I was single and so happy and no longer feeling there was something wrong with me and feeling so positive and healthy around my love life, knowing it was going to happen, but there was no rush and no longer having that kind of desperation for it to happen and yet constant fear that it was never going to happen. That had completely gone. And this, you know, suddenly I was just enjoying my relationship with myself and looking forward to meeting the right person for me, because I now knew that my chances of that happening were so, so much greater now that I'd sorted my head and my heart out around relationships.
Yeah, and it's so worth it, because I think when you are really desperately single, you really just want to find a man. You almost want to look for the quick fixes. They're kind of, you know, they're really sexy. Here's the easy way. This is what you need to do. And then you realise, actually, if you just spend the time, as unsexy as self-love sounds, and self-love kind of needs to be demystified a little bit, and that's one of our aims in Project Love. But to actually take yourself out on a date and spend time getting to know you, what you love, what you don't love, what, you know, take yourself to a place you've never been to before, all sorts of things. It sounds a bit woolly, I think, when you speak to a single woman who maybe is just like at the end of a tether with being single.
Yeah.
But it goes to show how very small little shift, and all starting with your outlook, like just altering your outlook of how you see yourself as single, and not listening to media and all like people that may interpret being single as some kind of weird thing on Valentine's Day, like you're Bridget Jones. It's like, no.
Yeah, like how do you deal with being single on Valentine's Day? I dealt with it very well, thanks.
Yeah.
But I hadn't all those years before, because I bought into the whole idea that, you know, it was suddenly... being single when I didn't want to be was some form of failure. Mm-hmm. But I think the taking yourself out on dates and the working on your relationship And the loving yourself is not a nice to have. It's not like, oh, if you've got time, why don't you do that as well? It is the way to get yourself ready to find the right person for you, like 100%. So when I look back, and like you said, this is what a lot of Project Love, the foundations of Project Love are laid upon. When I look back at that journey of transformation from the Valentine's Day where I was yet again feeling like, is this ever going to happen for me? Why can't I seem to find love, a relationship that really lasts and that's really healthy and good, to a year later just feeling completely transformed and then, you know, finally meeting someone. The key points of that, and the first one, is that I started by looking at my relationship with myself. Because if you are making, and I was making, a lot of the wrong choices in people and just going down the wrong paths, it's because there was something off with my relationship with myself. You know, if you keep attracting guys who don't treat you right, well, then have a look at how you're treating yourself, because you're the one that's letting that happen.
Yeah.
So it's about healing your relationship with yourself, but then going beyond that, actually cultivating a really strong and loving and nurturing relationship with yourself. Really do become your best friend. You know, when people say, God, the idea of going on a date with myself, I can't stand being on my own. I'm like, that's what you have to focus on. I guarantee that is at the absolute heart of why you're not finding the right person for you. Because if you can't stand being in your own company, how's that going to, what kind of person you're going to be choosing to inflict you upon them? If that's what you really think of yourself, what kind of person are you going to attract? So you 100% have to focus on your relationship with yourself. So the second thing I would say is start getting yourself inspired by the real love stories around you. So look at the friends of yours that you think, you know what, they are really happy. And it might only be two couples that you know. You might be surrounded, or you might have been tuning into a lot of single friends who are also frustrated. Or you might keep picking out the friends or the couples that don't seem happy. So you're almost thinking, and I kind of did that as well, like, what hope is there for love and relationships? Because no one seems to be getting it. But actually, if you take a look and start proactively picking out the couples, you're like, hang on, wait a minute, what about them? What about them? Spend time with those couples, find out how they met, hear their stories and their sides of it. And ask the women in particular, was there anything that you did differently before, you know, that got you ready to meet the person you're now very happily coupled up with? Or was there a shift in your attitude? One of the things that I heard a lot from people was that they didn't end up with the kind of person they thought they would, which brings me to the next point, which is really, really important. It was a massive one for me. Never assume to think you know what your type is. because I think as long as you think you know what you're going for, you know what the right kind of person would be for you. And sometimes we're kind of trying to adjust from the last relationship and go, right, you know what? The reason that one didn't work was because he was too obsessed with his work, or, you know, he was too into this, or he was too like that. Yeah. So this time I want someone who's different. This time I want someone who's really quiet, who isn't that ambitious with work. And I had all sorts of things like, he mustn't be a DJ, he mustn't be creative. And if I'd stuck with that, I would never have gone on my first date with Fonz.
Because
there are so many things that he ticked on my not list.
And now looking at Fonz.
I know. The only thing he's got on my yes list was that he's got a beard sometimes, which was, again, ridiculous. I'm saying things like, I'm looking for someone with a beard. I mean, the thing, I always say, yes, be picky. Absolutely be picky and be relentless in your holding out for someone who is going to be loving and respectful, someone who you're really attracted to and who's really attracted to you, someone who's emotionally available and someone who wants to give it a go. But as soon as you start saying, well, that kind of person is going to look like this, sound like this, have this kind of personality and do this kind of job and have these kind of hobbies, and on the weekend we're going to do this kind of thing, you're immediately limiting your pool of potential partners, and you won't give people a chance, and they'll be passing you by all the time, and you just won't see them because you've decided you've got this fixed idea of what's going to suit you.
Yeah, your attention window is completely zoomed in on this perfect guy, this ideal type, that you literally can't see the other guys that are around. So it might feel like all the good ones are gone, but only because you can't see all the other potential guys because they're not fitting the criteria that you tell your subconscious to look for.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're walking around constantly with this measurement, this, you know, this dream man against which you're measuring all the real ones, then that good one has gone because he's imaginary anyway. So I think just thinking, forgetting that you have a type and really being open to being surprised at who you might be attracted to and who you might suit, because I would not have thought that the Fonz would be the man for me. Even when I first met him and I was like, that one is not going to be long term and I'm not going to be taking home to meet my mother. 3 months later, he was meeting my mum. So you just never know. So be open to be surprised to who you could be attracted to. Be open-minded while holding on to, you know, to kind of make sure that they're respectful and loving and all those kinds of things.
Yeah. You know what I want to bring up? This all started with you deciding to do something you don't normally do. And it was that sofa there. We're actually sitting behind it. So we were here. Fonz was sitting on the sofa. And usually Sina wouldn't go and sit right next to him. There was a space next to him. And she would go, she'd probably have chosen to sit maybe opposite him or, you know, somewhere where there's a bit of space.
Yeah.
And she decided, no, I'm going to sit next to him. And then they started chatting. And then they're chatting Spanish. And realised they had all these things in common. But that decision to sit next to him meant that you spoke and that you connected, and then, you know, he'd emailed you the next day, and, you know, all of those.
It's, I think, a sliding doors moment.
Yeah, like when you say the word transformation, it's such a loaded word, and it almost feels like, oh God, like it's so much. There's so much work to do if you undergo transformation. Actually, transformations can start with the smallest thing.
100%. It's tiny steps. And do you know why I forced myself to go and sit next to him? Was because possibly a week before, you and I had had a session where you were doing some of your NLP witchery on me with around intimacy.
Yeah.
And one of the interesting things that I'd never realized, I hadn't realized how unavailable I always made myself. I always thought it was the guys that I was choosing that were unavailable, but like attracts like. And I made myself very closed off. And so we have been working on this intimacy issue of actually daring to open up and without it, you know, being so intense and just being, you know, you had said to me, look, I'd be open up to a kiss and a cuddle, not like, will you spend the rest of your life with me? Just be open to that. And so it was me practicing and going, and I remember standing here, probably pretty much where I'm sitting right now, looking over the sofa and seeing this guy who looked like, I decided he looked like an Armenian gangster. I have no idea what they looked like, but he had this big chain, this shaved hair, and I don't know what was going on. Anyway, and I just thought, but he was obviously quite cute, otherwise I wouldn't have been thinking about it. And he is very cute.
He's very cute.
He's very cute. And I just thought, no, Selena, go. I was desperately trying to find somewhere else to sit, but it was really the only place. I was like, you know what? Practice. What did we talk about last week in the session with Vicky? Practice. Just go and sit down next to him. And so I did. And it just, you're right. It's like, it's the little bits. And actually, like you say, that transformation is such a big and loaded word. But my journey of going from really, really stuck to being really ready for love and feeling so great, it was all about little tiny steps. And each step opened me up and relaxed me and filled me with hope and made me realise that actually I had loads of love in my life already. And I wasn't living in this kind of lonely bubble where love was not meant for me. I was actually had it all around me. That, yeah, step by step led me to sit down on a sofa next to a guy, and now here we are.
And now look.
6 months later, and we're starting a family. That isn't necessarily what's going to happen if you join Project Love and do one of our courses. We can't guarantee that. You might not want that.
It may happen, it may
you
not.
You never know.
Be great press for us if it did.
We'd have to give it another name. But yeah, I love telling my story, particularly because my love life was notorious for being a catalogue of disasters, for being a complete train wreck for such a long time. And what, for me, the power of my journey and Project Love, because the reason that this change happened was because I decided, right, enough's enough. I've got to do something about this. I wasn't even sure if I really could. I still wasn't sure if actually it was just down to fate or whether you really could do something and transform your love life. And that was when you and I got together, Vicky being an NLP practitioner and loving helping people with their relationships, and me with being a life design coach, and thought, well, let's use me as a guinea pig and let's just do sessions and experiments and get me doing little mini projects and going on dates with myself to see if actually we can shift my whole attitude to love and start bringing about different results. And because we suddenly started getting such amazing results quite quickly, we suddenly went, we've got to share this with other women. And it's just, yeah. So I love telling this story because I hope it gives people hope that anything can happen. You do not know what is around the corner. But more importantly, it's so important that you just make the decision that actually it's time for things to change and to recognize that you have the power to transform your own love life. It's not down to fate.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Project Love podcast show. We really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you're feeling stuck in your love life and finding dating to be frustrating and exhausting, then come and join Get Ready for Love, our 30-day online course to transform your love life.
As well as having us, Selena and Vicky, as your co-pilots throughout your journey, bringing you a lesson every day and videos and audio tutorials bursting with energy and love, you'll also be welcomed into our private Facebook group, The Love Zone, where you can hang out with like-minded women and ask for help and guidance whenever you need it.
It really is gorgeous in there. Head over to loveprojectlove.com/get-ready-for-love to sign up.
And if you'd like to find out more about love coaching with me, Vicky, then head to Coaching and Courses over on loveprojectlove.com.